title of this writing is Want, Don't Want. What we want is often counterbalanced by what we don't want. As long as the dichotomy exists, we are at the mercy of the middle. We can mix oil and water together for a time, but given time, they go back to their respective corners. Anytime there's an elongated debate between want and don't want, you're in for a protracted stall. One of them has to win in order for you to move forward. Listing the pros and cons of something may help clarify your thinking, but when that practice becomes an everyday event, you're practicing staying stuck. It's a crude old expression, but its wisdom is timeless. Shit or get off the pot. Now, for our younger listeners, it has nothing to do with marijuana. I would take my husband back if I knew he would remain faithful is a want, don't want statement. It's a conditional desire. The conditions have to be removed to remove the inertia from want and don't want. Until you're ready to go for what you want without conditions, you'll remain a member of the world's most popular dance club. Two steps forward, one step back. There will be consequences in going for what you want. There always are. But if they are forever considered, you will never get what you want. The ancient Persian poet Rumi gave us some perspective on wanting. Don't grieve for what doesn't come. Some things that don't happen keep disasters from happening. There comes a time to choose between want and don't want. You have to want one more than the other, otherwise your peace will be subjected to a lifetime tug of war. I wish I could tell you one is better than the other, but only you can decide. Decide means taking sides. It's the action that removes the shadow from doubt. There's a reason that Just Contemplate It never caught on as Nike's trademark slogan. All the best, John.